The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, visiting restrictions to nursing homes and other residential centres have been relaxed. This means that visiting can now include children for the first time. The COVID-19 restrictions, which limited the number of people nominated to visit a resident to two, has been lifted. Tadhg Daly is CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, and hopefully also we have on the line Dermot O'Dolic, who is the owner of Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne in County Cork. Good afternoon to both of you, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Tadhg, I'll start with you. Obviously, you must be happy about this. When did it come into force, or when does it come into force?
It comes into force today, Mark. We've been engaged with the Health Protection Surveillance Centre over the last week or 10 days in relation to the further easing of visitor restrictions. It's been very challenging, obviously, as your listeners and yourself will know, in the nursing home sector. When visitor restrictions were introduced back in March, and it was done with a very heavy heart, but done obviously for the safety and welfare of both residents and staff. So the visitor restrictions were eased, first of all, back on the 15th of June, and now they've been further eased, effective from today. So that's good news for residents, and obviously good news for family members who can now extend the period in which they can visit their family member in a nursing home. But okay, we still need to be vigilant, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Dermot O'Dolic, owner of Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne in County Cork, you're in the front line, so obviously you must welcome this. Were you apprehensive about it, or were you absolutely gagging for it to happen?
I think everybody in the sector in care of the older person is apprehensive in case anybody further has to die or dies because of COVID. And that is the primary concern of all the owners and all the staff and all the families, I'm sure, and residents. So we had a residents meeting the other day, and by and large, most of the residents appreciate the fact that we're very, very slowly taking steps to open up within the guidelines, but not rushing into it. And they fear as well in case they get it, and they know that it's still out there and it's still at large, particularly among maybe younger people. And we need to take very small steps and take a very humane and holistic approach to keeping our residents safe, particularly as we move forward towards the flu season in September and all of that.
Okay, Tadhg, by the way, I'm talking to Tadhg Daly, who's the CEO of the Nursing Homes Ireland, and also Dermot O'Dolic, who's the owner of the Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne. And we're talking about the fact that visiting restrictions to nursing homes and other residential centres have been relaxed as of today. Tadhg, when obviously you were dealing with the government, the HSE and EFET and all the rest of it with regard to this, your sector has taken an appalling battering. I mean, of the nearly 1,800 fatalities we've had, 1,200 of them in nursing homes, which is, it's beyond bearing. It doesn't bear thinking about it. It's awful. And how it happened and why it happened, I'm sure there's going to be a major post-mortem about that as we get out of this. But were they all over you like a rash in terms of things you had to do to get this relaxation?
Well, I suppose, you know, it has been a very challenging period, as you've said, Mark, and you know, it's been very challenging for residents, been very challenging for staff, but the staff have done a really super job. I mean, 4 out of every 5 residents that contracted COVID actually recovered. I was pleased to see on the front page of one of the newspapers the other day, a 104-year-old lady who contracted COVID.
Yeah, I saw that.
Made a full recovery. So, you know, while obviously it's been very traumatic for lots of families, and our condolences to all of those, but in effect, the nursing home sector became the front line. You'll recall back in February, March, and indeed April, we were preparing the acute hospital. So the nursing home sector became, as I said, the front line, and there were, you know, significant deaths as a result of COVID-19. But this was mirrored across many jurisdictions, not alone Ireland. I'm very saddened and indeed concerned to hear today in Australia, for example, where there's been significant increases as well in older person settings. So, yes, I mean, the last few weeks, there's been a significant improvement. There's now less than 30 clusters, as I understand it, across nursing homes. But as Dermot has just said there, and our members are really, really nervous. There's no point in saying anything else. But by the same token, you know, we're relying on families because they also understand the implications if we leave our guard down. And, you know, community transmission is a huge part, as we know, of COVID-19. So what we'd be saying to our members is be vigilant. Only, you know, despite the fact that there has been a relaxation, we can't have large numbers. through any facility at this point in time. And if there is an outbreak in the community, then, you know, it would be very quickly moving back to further restrictions in visiting. So it's something that we have to take very, very carefully and very much baby steps at this point in time. But it is a positive development, ultimately, for residents, obviously.
Yeah, Dermot O'Dolig, it is understandable that you're nervous because, you know, it's the ultimate responsibility. And people think, oh, well, you run a nursing home. It's a business. You know, the yes, of course, you're sad that people have died, but it's not personal for you. That is absolutely not true. In the case of the people who own and run these establishments, because their patients, their clients, are people that they have for years in their buildings. They become friends, they become close, they become like members of your family. So it's deeply personal, and therefore, of course, you'll be nervous about making sure you do everything. But what about the patients themselves? Are they nervous about the rules being relaxed?
Yeah, I think many of the residents are nervous as well.
Have you had anybody in your establishment say to you, look, I'm not sure about this and actually my family won't be availing of it because we don't want to risk it?
Ultimately, it's up to the resident and we would always check with the resident.
But that's what I mean.
Like,
have
visitors.
Any of them said that to you?
Some have said they prefer not to have visitors at the moment.
Really?
I feel quite safe here. And some of them would have felt more safe here than outside, obviously, during the whole COVID pandemic. And we try to obviously balance that with if anybody's sudden change in their healthcare or they're coming towards the end of life, we allow people come in and spend time as much as possible with their families. But it can be very, we've only had outside visiting in a covered area so far. We haven't had any visitors come in. We're delighted with the relaxation and we will continue with outside visiting at the moment in a covered area with two or allowing children, which is very welcome, or grandchildren now, which is great altogether, and that there's an extended time period because the half an hour was very short. So we're glad to remain within the guidelines. Every facility, however, has to adjudicate themselves or judge what is the best and safest way to go forward. We're taking baby steps to keep it all safe. We're doing the basic education for everyone, PPE, hand washing. We've recently just received yesterday actually an automatic clean tech system that does automatic hand washing, and we believe that will really enhance the staff hand washing. So there's anything we can do, we're learning from the experts. We continue to take the advice from experts. There are many experts within the sector, gerontologists and superb nurses with 20, 30, 40 years experience of older people care, and they are the people who really care and help us to provide the service we provide caring for the older person.
It is, as the rest of us kind of return to some kind of normality, it's an awful indictment to hear that there are some people in nursing homes and the scar runs so deep with them, even though they haven't seen friends, family, relatives for months, that they'd rather not risk it because that scar does run that deep. Tadhg, you know, it's we're trying to recover and in the recovery, we're trying to forget what's actually happened. But for some people, it's never going to go away, is it?
Absolutely. And look, they, you know, older people are no different to you and I. You know, they share the same concerns. They're fearful. They're nervous. They're concerned about what's happening in the community at large. They see the newspapers.
They've got less time to play with than we have. So they're entitled to be more nervous than the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, the Dermot has just outlined there, the job of work that people are doing within the sector, you know, needs to be recognised because, you know, the staff, and you made the point there, that staff care deeply for the residents in their care. They would get to know them over a period of time. The nursing home is a community of all of its own, of staff and residents. And while families couldn't come in fact, you know, staff will never be family, obviously, but the staff, you know, stood up and made sure that every resident was regularly visited by staff themselves and made sure that the staff, I suppose, took on extra responsibility, if you like, in terms of ensuring that social connectedness from older people. So, look, it has been very, very challenging all around, but I think it's important to point out the positives as well. And as Dermot has just outlined there, the residents' councils themselves, I mean, the best people that will tell you what they want are the older people themselves. And that's very, very important. No one will speak for me but me.
Okay.
And I think it's important that we listen to the voice of older people. And despite all the HPSC guidance and the HSE guidance and Tadhg Daly and the minister and everybody else, the best person that will decide about visits will be the older person,
okay,
himself or herself.
Very quickly, Dermot, one quick last question, and I'm acutely aware of the sensitivities, and this question is not designed to offend anybody, but by virtue of the tragically high numbers of fatalities in nursing homes, you've had a lot of vacancies. Now, have they been filled, or has there been a reluctance on the part of people to take up those vacancies?
I suppose in the sector overall, there have been vacancies, of course, through the debts, but that would be, I suppose, a certain amount of debt is normal for people come in for a couple of years at the end of life, I suppose, really, are quite high depending on when they come in. So we would be used to that, and most of them seem to be filling up. We still have a strong waiting list here, but just one point I'd like to make is that during the whole time, there was loads of Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, and all the technology people adapted in all the nursing homes to help residents stay in face contact and in visual and hearing contact through phone and everything with their families, so people didn't feel as isolated maybe as it might be perceived that they were.
Okay, listen, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed. That's Tadhg Daly, CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, and Dermot O'Dolic, who's the owner of Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne and County Cork. And just in case you don't know, if you have somebody in a nursing home, the visiting restrictions to nursing homes and other residential centres have been relaxed. So if this affects you or you have somebody you know and love in one, go and check out what the details are, but the chances are you're going to be able to go and see them more often, and more of you can do that.